Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
There's a crisis in Montana. Everyone knows it. Everyone is affected by it, and everyone should do their best to stop it. It's the crisis of pornography, the great hidden sin of the 21st century. I know, the word crisis is overused, so I hesitate to use it here, but this truly does rise to the level of a crisis. It's destroying marriages, it's destroying families, it's destroying churches, and no one is immune. What used to be a problem specific to men is now an addiction affecting men, women, and even children. That's because the purveyors of pornography are now targeting women and children. And that's the difference. Before the advent of the internet, men had to physically seek out pornography by purchasing a video or magazine or going to a business. Now, it actively seeks out its victims. With everyone online and aggressive advertising so prevalent, everyone is literally one click away from disaster. I recently heard of a couple who got a divorce because the husband got hooked on pornography in his 70s. I also know of a pastor who was fired because he was caught with pornography on his computer. Another pastor, who heads a large denomination, told me he has dozens of pastors that he oversees who are in counseling for pornography addictions, and those are just the ones that have admitted to a problem and are actively seeking help. Most of those caught up in pornography are either unwilling or too embarrassed to admit it. Recently, the Big Sky Worldview Forum hosted a conference on pornography in Billings. The speakers were Josh McDowell and his son Sean, and I'm happy to report the conference was nearly sold out. I gathered all of the Laslotti men and their friends, and we went as a group because we're smart enough to know that Satan is a cunning adversary and none of us are immune. And that seemed to be the consensus of everyone there. Looking across the room, there were pastors and laypeople, politicians, business leaders, and a shocking number of women, all with one of two goals, either how to get free from pornography or how to keep from getting caught up in it in the first place. I personally had two big takeaways from the conference. The first were the statistics. The number of pages of pornography and sexually explicit videos on the internet now numbers in the trillions. More than 70% of men from 18 to 34 visit pornographic websites in a typical month. 70%. Pornography has overtaken finances as the leading cause of divorce. 28% of those admitting to sexual addiction are women. Members of Generation Z, those born between the mid-1990s and the mid-2000s, by nearly a 2-to-1 margin, believe it is more morally wrong not to recycle than it is to view pornography. And shockingly, according to Barna research, 29% of born-again Christians believe it's okay to view pornography. By every measure imaginable, this is a crisis. So what do we do? If you're addicted, admit it and seek counseling. It won't be easy, but it might save your marriage. And at the very least, everyone, myself included, should have accountability and filtering software on your computer and mobile phone. I use Covenant Eyes. You can find them at covenanteyes.com. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.